腾啊，拆个腾腾腾。
Don't look at me like that.
You really need to get your lizard drained.
Don't look at me like that. It's a look of judgment. I can tell what it is. I can tell what's going through your head. You're going to hold the conversations, the sacred, secret talks that we had before the show that Arena is not a part of. Because it's just man-to-man S. That sort of thing.
Did you say man-to-man ass?
S. Man-to-man ass.
Maybe Howard's going to help you out.
No, I don't want Howard helping me out with man-to-man ass. We've known each other too long. It'd be weird. You know, I hate it when girls are like, oh, we shouldn't fool around. We've known each other too long. It'd be weird. No, it wouldn't. But if, like, Howard, I've known 21 years and I've boned, that would be a little weird. I could see it at that point. Let me adjust the level.
What about when you're like 60, you could bring it up. Remember that time I diddled your bumhole?
I don't want to do a man. It doesn't sound tempting to me. They're kind of stinky and stubbly. And you know what? Half the girls I sleep with, I don't want to screw.
What if
and I'm into girls.
What if they were a really hot girl? This is something I think about a lot. Where I'm okay. Just like, all right, if the girl was insanely hot.
So far, I'm tracking with you. And I'm getting a bit of a chub.
All right. Like Iman. Were you into Iman?
I'd have boned her. I mean, I certainly enjoyed the black chicks. Like, they're, like, there, inside there. Me there? Or, like, just watching there? Or what?
Let's start with watching and then just see what happens.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, watching, sure, because that's just funny.
What if you feel his hands coming up for the massage?
Oh, my God.
Are they above the belt?
Above the belt.
Yeah. Why not? I've had a tough day.
All right.
I've had a tough week. I could
and
use a shoulder rub.
On, you know?
Yeah, a line is crossed once I feel like a little air being blown on the earlobe, but before that, it's all good. It's just a story. Folks, you're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm your host. Is this looping again? No, we just lost track. I forget how many goddamn times Lemmy says Ace of Spades in this song. It's a lot. It's the title of the song, but somehow I kind of forget just how many times we hear that. You're listening to Papa's Basement. I'm the host, John Papagiorgio. These two lovely people with me here today. We've got Howard Hyland, Arena Davinsky.
Holla.
Let's bring you up, Arena, because I think you're not talking into the mic or something like that.
Yeah, I'm a little far away.
Okay, that's better. It's much better. I can hear you now.
I also went out till 3 in the morning last night.
Nice.
You're not black. Please don't talk that way. You're not black. You're not 16.
But
she's from Merlin.
I would like to be black now because I saw some white people choreograph dancing to every song last night. And I was like, God, I hate
Is any
people.
White person from Maryland like a legal quadroon or octoroon or something like that? There's your old slavey talk for the day.
I'm Ukraine. I'm not from Maryland, but I mean, I don't think that qualifies for me, but I would accept it if it was.
Quiet. Howard and I are talking the law. 1860s law.
I'm trying to remember the equivalent, like, percentage black for being Jewish. Like, full Jew equals octoroon, I think.
I'll do octoroon.
Yeah.
I'll go octoroon. Definitely do octoroon. Yeah. So you
that?
Can... That's one-eighth. No, one-eighth. Quadroon is quarter. Quad, your Greek prefix. This is the racist beginning to Big Fat Greek Wedding, where the dad is trying to show everyone how every word is actually Greek.
Oh, right.
He's like, quadroon, Greek, quad for four. Show's website's in papasbasement.com. You go there and you can subscribe to the podcast, which is streamed there, but also on iTunes. That's the big thing. Please go to iTunes, subscribe to the show there. We release a new one every Monday, every Thursday. I guess we'll even have one up this Thursday. I might put it out a day early just because who's going to download anything on Thanksgiving?
People will. Also, if you really like the show, go to AT&T stores and Apple stores and subscribe on their devices.
You know, that's not bad. You can also, like, improvise, kind of just print out the Papa's Basement logo from the website and then tie it like a flag to the head of your shaft and then just take a picture of that on any cell phone you can find, not just an AT&T product.
You're right.
And someone will be like, how does the camera look on this thing? Let's see the pictures they've got. And they'll boot it up. And it will just be my Jolly Roger. waving at him, saying, Papa's Basement for all.
And they'll be like, we're definitely getting out of the store now.
I can't wait to buy this phone. Give me six. As long as that photo comes preloaded on all of them. It's the condition of purchase here.
It's like the happy family. You get the picture frame.
Exactly. But it's just a penis with Papa's Basement, the bearded face looking back
at
you.
That's what I want for Christmas.
I'll take that photo.
To get that.
I will get someone to ink the little bearded logo, and then hopefully one of my sores down there will work for the red nose, and we'll be all good.
And you can fill in for that Rudolph.
Exactly. Hopefully I'll get a flare-up on the 24th, and Santa will skip the President Valtrex, and we're all good.
As a Jew, it took me a while to remember which one had a red nose.
It's Rudolph. It's a Juno. It's Jew name.
Rudolph.
Oddly enough.
Wasn't he like the Jewish reindeer?
No, I mean, it's not like Santa roused him from counting gold coins.
He was busy on the kibbutz.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, hey, Rudolph, can you save the day? What's in it for me?
We'll get you a book deal.
Like he's rubbing the two cloves in his hoof together. The gimme gimme universal gesture. All right, you go to inpapasbasement.com. Again, the show's going to be up every Monday, every Thursday, technically every Sunday night and every Wednesday night. It's also got my writing. We do reviews of movies I've never seen because it's just easier that way. Like yesterday, I reviewed the Silver Linings Playbook.
Oh, I need to read that because that movie looks terrible.
What? Oh, I think it looks precious.
I think just anything with Bradley Cooper is just...
He's a piece of ass.
A hint for me
not to see
it anymore.
He's a piece of ass. The Jennifer girl.
Of course you like her.
No. I mean, by Hollywood standards, she's a piglet.
Wow.
But she's really hot in that movie. I like her.
No,
I like
she
kind of
has like a softish, I'm going to age like hell face. But
I thought she looked like Demi Moore's daughter, Potato Head. I don't know what her actually
is. Not Chinzo the monster. Not the horrible chin beast.
She's actually really pretty. It's
Rumor is a great body. She just needs to get the Jane Mansfield accident, the decapitation. And then she'd look like 100 times better.
Oh, my God.
Like, she would be great if her head was sawn off, and then you could just plug in, like, a mannequin head.
Wow.
You're right.
Yeah, and just put her on all fours, and it's like, hey, you okay with this? And you just grab the mannequin head and nod it up and down. It's like, well, all right.
I think that's a surgery she's going to now look into after hearing this on
I don't know if you can get a chinectomy. I don't know what she needs to do.
It's not like she has a large or, like, a protruding chin.
She's a massive chin. What the hell are you talking about? It's
she doesn't
big.
Look like that big of a girl.
It's big from every angle, every conceivable angle. You can't. There's nothing you can say where it looks small. It always looks massive. I would rather do her if she was wearing the jigsaw mask, like the villain from Saw. Like that would be an improvement. Like rather than staring at that face, I would look at those pinwheel cheeks and would be better able to maintain down yon. We're trying to keep it clean for the live version.
I think she can cry into her money and she'll be okay about
it. No, she's fine. She's got a sick body. It doesn't compute for me because it's like Bruce Willis has a masculine jawline, something I kind of wish I had, like the Stan Smith chin.
What's under that beard?
You know, the beard kind of puffs it out. That's part of it. The beard, because I've gotten fat while at home and my mom just feeds me crap all day long and then you know, like a pig sniffing out truffles, I'll root for her hidden chocolate. And then I'm just like, why did you do this to me? And I've got like little M&M crumbs in the corner of my mouth.
Just
so the beard simulates a chin line while I'm still all pudged up. Once I'm back out of the house and I hopefully drop this, you know, like this, hopefully the fat cells aren't permanent because that would be just gross poetic justice. But that's what the chin does, especially up front. The goatee gives me a more pronounced chin. Not that it's bad to begin with. I don't, like, taper off into nothingness.
Are you saying your chin's mispronounced?
I like that. You know, I like a little bit of wordplay. Maybe not the show for it, but I liked it.
Well, about that.
You did a little bit of, and then you held out your hands like you're tickling the bottom of a scrotum. Just a little. Like a little, like doing little walking man fingers just on, but upside down. Yeah,
just walking
exactly.
The ceiling.
Just, hey, look at me walk. Look at me walk. Are we there yet? Have we reached the destination?
Toot toot, next stop, Pleasure Town.
God, have we finished the plugs? I've said in Papa's Basement about a million times. We've got the Twitter handles. I'm at Papa's Basement. I do a lot on Twitter. So please, if you're on Twitter, follow me.
You're funny
try to
on
make
Twitter.
It. Thank you. I'm not funny anywhere else, so I'll take it there. You want Howard Highland. What is your handle this week?
Yeah. Still at what the effing heezy.
Oh, that just rolls
How's
off the tongue.
How's that working out for you?
Wonderfully. It's fantastic.
Now, have
Lovely
you...
Blazer, by the way.
Have you made all of the Twitter handles that people are going to screw up when trying to add that name? And, you know, gotten that copied as well. The same way, like, Google would do, like, Moogle and Goggle and stuff like that.
Yeah. This is your show, and I consider it your job to promote my Twitter account. That's just how I feel about it. So,
well, you know how well I do for myself, so you can only imagine the attention I'm going to pour into getting you ahead in this life. What the F in heezy? You go again to In Papa's Basement. That's going to have links to that Twitter account, so you don't really have to memorize it. You just need to know my website. Arena over here.
Very easy Twitter handle.
She's at Girl Knows Sports. Now, whether or not she knows sports, you know how to spell it, and that's what matters.
I'm in third place in my fantasy league.
Is that is it a league of four? I mean, is that a bragging rights thing? I don't do fantasy because I want to just watch football. I don't want to say, like, keep the purity intact, and really, it's just one of those things where I haven't done it yet, and as soon as I do it, I would get way too into it.
That's how it was at first. I watched, like, every game I had a player in, but now it was too much. I got too stressed out. Now I barely watch games because I feel like it's superstitious.
I just want to be that ass that, like, does nothing. Like, he doesn't even rotate his quarterback on the bye week and just crushes everyone still.
Oh.
I want to be that guy. And if you can't guarantee me that I'm going to be that guy, I wouldn't want to touch it.
It happens every once in a blue moon. I have that in one of my leagues right now. Like, I don't take fantasy football that seriously because I just think it produces absurd results. I really don't like when I go to watch a game at somebody's house and there's some fool sitting there saying, all right, I hope Romo throws this to Jason Witten but not to Miles Austin because I have Witten.
I don't
my opponent
like, exactly.
has Austin. And I just want to punch that kid.
It doesn't sound masculine. I want you to say, I want Tony to make this touchdown because I have the Cowboys at 3.5, and if I don't, the kids are not going to have heat this week.
But I would rather
that's
see.
What I want to hear.
Yeah, that's good. I prefer.
Like,
I
do
cannot...
manly gambling.
They should do, like, I want Tony to actually throw to someone in a Dallas jersey.
There you go, that too.
What I really want to see is Terrell Suggs plow the crap out of Tony Romo and just watch in slow motion just the horror on his face as he's getting thrown to the turf. That's why I watch football.
You remember when people blamed Tony Romo's mediocrity on Jessica Simpson? how many years in the rear view is that tubby bitch? And he's still doing the same stuff.
That's where she started gaining.
Was she still really screwable then? Not like
Yes.
I'd hit even fat Jessica Simpson. I don't care.
She's still hot. I don't know why you keep saying she's like ridiculous. She did just have a kid, dude.
Well, look, if you're famous, and she had plumped up before that.
She gained a lot of weight with that baby. That was like a huge-ass baby.
It was like an 18 to 34-pound baby. It was massive.
She's tiny, too.
She's like Kardashian-sized.
She's like 5'2 or something.
Except she likes white junk instead of black.
She's from Texas, honey.
Exactly. She would have been shot. They would have been like, hey, run off yonder into the horizon.
Go get Old Yeller. Chase after him.
Hold his head right in front of yours. We're taking a picture with this gun-shaped camera. Cacao. You would have hit it either way. Like, even at her fattest, she probably wasn't that fat. But you like to pretend she's fat because it's just funny to be mean on the air. Aww. Like, if I said you would take that little barbershop smock and then just open it enough so that it would go around her big jugs, but then tie it back around. So it would just be like jugs and then face and then nothing, just inky blackness underneath that. She would be great for that. She would have made a great mermaid, too.
Yes.
Just huge boobs and a decent face. And then who cares if the fishy half is all fat, because I'm not messing with it.
Does she have a nice butt? I can't even think I've seen her butt in a while.
I mean...
I never get that far down. I just stop.
Yeah, exactly. Like the... Oh, God. What was the famous one she tweeted like while 4 months pregnant? And it's just her making the like, oh, my God, face. And she's in like Kardashian shades. And she just has these massive melons that are all like veiny and stretched. And I'm just like, oh,
she was like 9 months pregnant for about a year. So
it was really, yeah, it was like a whale calf's birth cycle. they roll
like
her into a bathtub on her side. I mean, she's human, Arena. It's not
I
like...
I know, but like a whale is pregnant for 2 years.
Oh,
right?
You're asking about a whale. Either whales or elephants do it a really long time. And I know It probably is elephants because the one whale fact I know is that the sea is salty from all their semen. That is how that works.
Get out of here.
That's how science is.
Science.
Oh, God.
They're not Greeks. Nobody believes that.
Stop. Stop that.
That's what it, that's
the Greeks aren't known for being gullible. We have many other great stereotypes, but gullible. We're known as tricksters, just like her people. We prey upon the gullible.
That's also another lesson your father left you.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I'm trying to hold it together. I've got a bit of a cold. I'm not going to lie. I don't want to lower that on you guys now that you're in an enclosure with me.
I'm glad you let us know that you're still a man at work by wearing that T-shirt.
My Homer Simpson man at work T-shirt.
He's drilling his
And what's
eye.
He doing? Is he hammering a drill towards his eyeball?
He's, like, checking if it works. It could be a staple gun.
Oh, yeah. That is a...
Nail gun.
Pneumatic nail gun.
Oh.
See, men know things.
See, it's a staple gun. That's close.
A staple gun would just kind of irritate you if you were shot in the head.
Ugh.
A nail gun would kill you.
You could live through that.
Well, depending on how far it went, yeah, on the different angle. I mean, as a psych student, I remember the story of Phineas Gage.
Oh, yes.
You kids at home, if you're bored, and who wouldn't be listening to this? You're already 16 minutes deep. Look up Phineas Gage. Interesting story. Guy gets a railroad spike through his head. Totally different personality afterwards because little chunks of his brain were destroyed. So there you go.
Interesting.
Science.
Just bringing it all to a crashing halt. Yeah, I'm sick. And you guys, I don't know if you're going to get sick. And I feel bad because this whole thing, I just want to riff on how much I hate sick people in public.
Sorry, I had to go to work all week. I don't have any sick days. So I went and got some of this nasal spray, which is
no,
like a charm.
And that's it. I want to do this. I want to put it out there. If you are sick and it's not work, do not hang with your friends. Do not do that to them because it's greedy and you are the reason that movies like Outbreak and Contagion exist.
Well, don't share things with them. Like, get your own.
No, I'm saying people don't get that. It's like even being in proximity, you're going to get someone sick. I'm sick now because my friend Allison was apparently spending 2 days watching, quote unquote, sick kids. And I heard sick kids. She's a nurse. I thought she was taking care of sick or something like that. You know, like the palsies.
Why would you think that? That's not how people use that word normally.
I guess not, especially a healthcare professional.
Yeah.
It's not 1910. She's like, I am watching a crippled boy. A crippled Negro. No.
Why does it have to be a Negro child? Like,
why?
It was 1910.
Exactly.
You were
Thank
allowed
you.
To say that back then. Get it in whenever you can.
Exactly. Would you prefer I said a crippled Irishman? Because that would have been elaborated too back then.
Much more chipper. A crippled Mick.
She was just like, yeah, I'm watching Sick Kids. Can I come over? Because she was in the area. I'm like, sure. Have at.
I'm going to bring them with me.
They're not contagious. They're just retarded.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I was like, who would come by after getting coded in bacteria and do that to me? I thought when you just said sick kids, they were, again, like...
She came in with all those germ clothes on, germ shoes, germ hands.
So that's what happened.
Spread around your house, left it there. You should have never let her in.
She effing smallpox blanketed me. She came by 2 days in a row. My mom was like, you know she meant sick, like, sick. I did a spit take. I was like, what are you talking about? So I wake up Thursday. I've got a bit of a raspy throat and stuff like that. I'm like, son of a bitch.
You kind of deserve it. Sorry.
Yeah.
You knew. Should have known better.
Who doesn't deserve it, though?
Who?
Us.
Well, you do. I mean, if you've passed
you
judgment,
your germs up in
you
the,
think
yeah.
I deserve it. The hell with you both. I would feel guilty had you been like, yeah, that girl is a piece of ass.
Yeah, but she should have never come to your house, so.
That's how I feel. Exactly. I mean, I appreciate you being social. And she kind of like hops around and does a lot with her life. So she has like this really sick immune system that can just handle anything. I don't go out much.
You don't like those dinosaur sheets much.
Exactly. If it's not something that's going to be brought into my room on like a tissue or lotion bottle or the case of a Wii game, I'm not going to encounter that particular pathogen probably. So I
what
have
about when Jerry comes over with those figurines.
Oh, on a Skylander? There's a chance. Yeah, I didn't get sick from that, though. You needed to say more than just a soft laugh that was barely picked up on the microphone.
Sorry.
There we go. It wasn't even a laugh. It was just a sigh. Like you got up five flights of stairs. You're just like, just a. It wasn't even that pronounced. It was like a sip of coffee. I put the mug down. I'm looking at the crossword.
Are you also on the toilet?
Yeah, exactly. After
it's Sunday fun day, let's be real.
No, it's not even like the first plop sigh, because that's more of a. This is like completed. Yeah, you're kind of just like scooting the seat back and forth, seeing if anything else is coming out. And you're going,
stop.
Well, I did it hours ago. You don't have to vividly picture it in the bathroom that we use together at the station. You're fine.
While talking about the show.
We do prep while we urinate together.
Well, that's true. It's kind of like our secret handshake. We cross swords at the end. Like our beams intersect.
Oh, God.
And it's almost like two wizards fighting. You just see it go back and forth. And of course, it's my show, so I always win, and I blow Howard across the bathroom.
Just spider web to the wall.
His pelvis is shattered. I feel bad again that I'm here because I lose it this time of year when I see sick people in public. I see it as a selfishness. What you're saying when you're like, I want to go to work and I kind of don't want to use my sick days.
I didn't want
to
go to work.
Well, okay. Wouldn't say I've been missing work. I don't like it though. I always get pissed at coworkers when they're sick and they're coming in. And especially if they're like, I'm being a bit of a trooper here. You're like, get the F out.
Yeah,
I don't want you here.
Nobody in my work like that works with me ever comes in if they have a sniffle.
It's like if I'm on a team and I learn my cornerback has a shattered ankle and he's like, I'm going to play through the pain. I just ain't going to be too good. It's like, well, get the F off the field.
We have two backups.
You're not able to cover anyone. I remember like my last couple of months in radio at JFK, Danny was sick like a dog for 2 weeks.
Oh.
And you remember our little studio.
Yeah. That little like
he would come in every day just like, Beard, you need to get some spicy food. I'm really backed up. And I'd be like, you're going to get me sick, you son of a bitch.
Oh,
and sure
God.
Enough, he did. Like, I was just chewing through coldies, like a box a day.
This was like around this time last year. And you were like really sick for a week after that.
Yes,
or something,
that was it.
Constantly walking around like sniffling. And
stuff. That was it. Danny doomed me. And I wanted to be like, Danny, I don't want to impede your ability to make a paycheck. I get it. But please stay home. And he didn't because no one had sick time there because they worked as like slaves. So then it was my turn to show up at work sick as hell and get the spicy food. But
great
workplace
environment.
What's that?
Great workplace environment.
Well, that little studio is just so boxed in with no airflow.
Yeah,
you were doomed. Everything was contagious there. You could have a stubbed toe, and 2 days later, the other guy would somehow catch that. It's just a horrible little box.
Oh, that explains the crabs I caught in the bathroom.
No. No. That was the work of Bear. Sweet Bear Jones.
He is so sweet.
Who could resist sleeping with Bear? I don't fault you,
Bear.
Arena. Yeah, exactly.
Come on. That's just weird.
So, it's so inside. It's just
anyone,
a joke for
Grant.
You and me.
If it was anyone, it's Grant Bear.
Yeah, but I don't think Grant has crabs.
Well, now he does.
Grant and I might be hanging out in Philly on Christmas Eve Eve.
Really?
Maybe.
Christmas Eve Eve.
You should give him some. If you know what I mean. You should sleep with him if you catch my drift.
He should give him a handy before.
Yes. Manipulate his penis to orgasm. Wink, wink.
I actually, like an idiot, I went to go buy tickets for tomorrow's Eagles-Redskins game, and I actually bought them for the Eagles-Redskins up in Lincoln Financial Field. Yeah, because my brother's a huge Eagles fan, so I got these sweet tickets, like row 112. And like section 20 something. So
what does that translate to? Like those numbers mean nothing to
like
me. And I'm a smart guy.
Bottom row. It's good stuff.
So how many rows up and what yard line?
28 rows up.
28 rows up.
Great seats for a terrible game.
Yeah, but my brother's a big Eagles fan. That's why I thought it'd be fun for us.
Why was he raised so incorrectly? Why is he so wicked?
I don't know. He's always been an Eagles fan. I still, like, see his Eagles starter in the closet all the time.
I just gave my brothers to charity. He was an Eagles fan as well, but he picked them because he was 8 and they were green.
My brother might have picked him because he was Ukrainian, didn't speak English. He's
How
like,
much older
oh,
is
bird.
He?
They had that.
Is he, like, big
six,
into that?
He's 6 years older than me.
Because, like, on your Kazakh flag, it's just the two-headed eagle, and that's what you worship as
that's
a god?
That's probably, yeah. Okay. How that happened. He's like, I remember this in grade school.
They had the sickest pass rush. The Eagles, like, back in late 80s, early 90s.
That's not why my brother picked them. He
I'm
was
just saying,
like, I like the color green. Who's green? Eagles.
I'm just saying, like, they had some good players. Hall of Fame type players, you know? And then there was Mike Golick.
Okay.
Mike Golick.
Screw him.
I do love green. It's a good call.
Oh, God. It was going so well.
Just thinking. Now Will and I have so much in common.
It's going so well. Each episode is like a childbirth. And it's just like one botch. And the whole thing's dead. It's just like it takes one hungover doctor to be like, oops, I grabbed him by the soft spot. And bam, you've got a retard baby for the rest of your days.
What is that called? Is that cerebral palsy?
What, the CP?
When they, like, touch the soft spot or use the vacuum.
I just call it
the
reset button.
Why were they always like, trying to vacuum babies?
It's actually
down.
The power they do for abortions.
No! They use that little, not anymore, because it was causing all this, like, all these.
Yeah, no
effects.
Kidding. I could have told you that. You don't stick a vacuum in a cooter and try to suck out a baby. It's not like one of those claw games at the Denny's that will never give me a teddy bear.
It had a cushioned area, and there's a hole where, like,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter, man. Did you hear about that Brazilian incident where, like, a kid was halfway out?
Wait, something medical went wrong in Brazil?
Exactly. Where they just pick a scalpel to your ass and put industrial-grade caulk inside it, and then they're like, oh, you have a Kim Kardashian ass now. Yeah. They're insane in that country. It's great. It's like the Wild West with big fat asses.
Yeah. Oh, it's amazing that you can get liposuction on the street. That's just fantastic.
It really is weird over there, man.
It's
really.
Like going to get a frozen yogurt.
Like, as much as we bitch about mugging over there, it's like a way of life over there is abduction.
Yeah.
Like, the muggers here are guys who will capture you and send your fingers to your family.
Mugging
over
hasn't
there.
Been that big around here lately, I feel like.
Well, depends if you're in a certain area, shall we say, in a lot of this nation's cities.
What area would that be so we can avoid it, John?
Let's just say a lot of college athletic recruiting is done in these areas, maybe.
Very creative.
Gotcha.
Very creative.
Thank you. Thank you for respecting my creativity. In Brazil, some dog, there's a baby, like a breech birth or something like that, and the little baby was pretty premature. This guy accidentally yanks the kid's head off. And then he jams it all back inside and tries to act like it was an act of God.
Shut
like the
up.
Kid's head fell off. Yeah, like Dumb and Dumber style. Like, oh, our bird's God. Heads are falling off.
Wow.
He didn't even do that. He didn't even tape the bird's head back on. He just kind of mashed it back in, and then he was like, I think there's something wrong with this birth. Oh, my God! And then, you know, gets it back out. It's like, your kid's head is just missing. And then later, it was found out that he accidentally yanked it off.
Oh, my God!
You can Google it right now at home.
I just, don't want
yeah,
to.
Just
negative.
Google
that's a
Brazil
negative.
Baby head pulled off by doctor.
Just Brazil baby.
Don't Google that. Do yourself a favor. I'm going to forget this.
I
part
mean,
of the episode
don't
today.
If you're like 8 months
I'm gonna
along.
I'm going to drink this away later.
Yeah, do if your wife cheated on you and she's pregnant with another man's baby. Then it'd be hilarious.
And
you'd be like, yeah, kill the bastard, yeah. You'd be cheering along.
I want her back.
You'd be cheering. You'd be cheering like the end of Rudy. You'd be very pumped.
Oh my
it's all
God.
Context. It's all context in this world, man.
At the end of Rudy, oh do gosh. They really split him in half?
What?
At the end of that movie, do they split the Rudy guy in half?
It's not Caligula, no.
Okay.
Rudy is not cut in half. He's still alive and making speeches to this day.
Are you thinking about Braveheart?
No, I'm thinking of that. I was thinking of like the scary
yeah,
movie
William
where
Wallace
they made fun
does
of.
Get eviscerated. What
like,
are you thinking about?
It was like one of those scary movie poof things where they like
a scary movie poof.
It was a poof on like Varsity Blues and like
oh,
a bunch
spoof.
Of other
oh,
movies.
You, no, shut up. Why the Howard.
Why? I didn't understand the word. I was like, well,
you
where does
kill that oh! bit. You kill that bit like that doctor Sorry. Killed that baby. I was going to actor, so what would you call, you know, what a scary movie? Is it a poof? Is Naked Gun a poof? What Weird Al Yankovic songs? Are those poof songs? I would have done 18 minutes on it. And you're just like, you mean spoof, you stupid C!
I said spoof. I was saying spoof. You're a bunch of idiots.
Is that how you pronounce spoof?
John, yeah, I think she's spoof. Just baiting you to listen to this episode again to prove that we heard poof.
She is
We heard
poof.
The P word.
She said poof 18 times.
I said spoof. I definitely said spoof.
Really?
Yeah.
How do you pronounce spaghetti?
Spaghetti.
You're covering your tracks, bitch.
I'm going to stab you tracks. In the eye.
You wanted to say spaghetti. I saw it. Spaghetti. I saw your mouth going,
Pugetti.
But it didn't come out.
Spaghetti.
What was your favorite old show? Amford and Un? Okay. We can keep going.
I'm going to tab you in the eye.
I see what you did there. You removed the S. Very clever.
Go on.
Very
go on.
Clever. Do we even want to keep talking about sick kids? I was in Whole Foods earlier, and there were these two little toddlers walking around, and it was horrible. They were just like, ah, ah, ah. And mommy made no move to cover them or like put them in those Asian lawnmower masks that they wear on the subways over there. If your kid's coughing, shouldn't they be trained from a really early age to cover up?
I know. Yes. That's like what they yes. teach them in school.
Like, you should react to your kid coughing and not covering up like he dropped the N-bomb. Like, you need to be like, whoa, what's going on here? I did not teach you that.
Have you been hanging out with your father in the garage again?
Yeah, exactly. And not like he does it when it's just the two of you. I mean, in public.
I got to say, like, public education sucks in this country, but I think there's only two things schools need to do, and I don't think they're doing a good job.
Oh, even I know it. They say cough like a vampire.
Yeah. Cover your cough, number one. And number two, wear a condom. These are the only things that, like,
number
public
three,
school are good for.
When you're walking and someone's walking in front of you, you can't walk directly into them.
Well, yeah, especially when
mall.
You're like
People
four,
are such
like
snarky
a penis will just go
dicks.
In your face, and then the guy gets arrested as a sex offender.
Is that what happened?
I don't
to
want
you?
It happening again. Exactly. They say all publicity is good publicity. No. No, it's not.
Oh, I forgot to tell you that guy that I met at the firehouse, the sex offender.
What?
Did I tell you this? The first time I ever went to the firehouse, I met a sex offender.
No. Okay. I just want to know why our levels are so hot, by the way. We've been, like, off the charts. This episode is going to sound like hell in a handbasket.
All right.
I don't
meant
care.
Off the charts in a good way.
No. Like, off the audio charts. Like, it's going to... Anytime we're laughing too hard, it's going to be very distorted. I don't
It'll
care.
It'll be fine.
Hey, who cares? Exactly.
Why
this
don't
isn't
you
like
listen?
A. This
why
isn't a master recording of Thriller. No, I'm not going to listen. You're not going to trick me that easily.
This is the last one we're ever doing.
I hate myself. You think I like my voice in stereo?
I don't know why you won't listen to yourself.
No. Oh, God. It'd be the worst. Like, if someone calls, so I'm having, like, inner dialogue, and I'm hearing my own voice coming out of my face, and it's coming out of the speaker in the car. Ugh.
See, if you sat in an office all week, you'd listen to it.
It's like getting triple penetrated by all me.
Howard and I love listening to ourselves.
I know. It's fine if you guys listen. That's good. I'm glad someone does.
One night, actually, it was on his birthday. We came back to his house after lots of drinking before the Tai Chi, and we sat there and we put on
before
connector.
What?
Tai Chi.
It's Asian.
You were drinking.
It's Asian for butt sex.
Yeah, I was going to say, that better be a euphemism. You were drinking, and you go back to Howard's place, and is this your game, Howard? Do you pull, like, Asian mysticism stuff?
He wasn't trying to pull a game on me. We were just hanging out.
I was actually showing
her some
moves.
Do you just do Mr. Miyagi quotes?
I do.
You break out the chopsticks, and you're like, do you hear the fly?
At my karaoke league, I think I'm going to get some chicks in a couple weeks by doing Gangnam Style.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's funny. That's funny. Put on the shades, though, and you have to do the little dance.
Powder blue jacket is something I'm in need of. If people can,
anyone who says that's played out can go to hell. Anyone who thinks they're too cool for that one hit wonder, you're not.
I never liked.
It's too good for you.
It's too soon to say he's a one hit wonder.
Well, he's already had like a 10-year career, and he'll over in Korea, he'll be fine. He'll be elected president in Korea in 18 months. Like over there, they just don't have that happen all that often.
K-pop is here to stay in the U.S. of A.
K-pop's big internationally.
Is that a
I don't know
thing?
If it is. Yeah, Korean pop. It's the same people talk about J-pop, Japanese pop.
Oh.
You thought he was talking about J-pop as in me.
No. That should be your P. Diddy name.
No, I don't like that.
I'm going to start calling you that.
J-pop?
That's terrible.
J-pop. J-pap.
I'm only going to call you that when we're in Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Just yeah, to, why like, don't you guys ruin your Maryland? Reputation.
What? I come to Maryland.
Why don't you ask me, why don't I go to Mogadishu? I don't want to.
What's Mogadishu?
It's a bad place to be avoided.
Almost as bad as Maryland.
Exactly. You ever see Black Hawk
they
Down?
They don't do the search anymore. You can just go in. No cavity search.
I don't. Maryland, I will go to for jobs and strip clubs.
Where are there strip clubs in Maryland?
Bladensburg and Baltimore.
Oh, yes. The fine establishments.
Real ones.
Not yeah, like exactly.
Speaking of strip clubs, did you like my socks?
Well, with the strippers on the side of them?
Yeah. And
don't say even socks like you have sexy garters on, though. You just have, like, friggin' 8-year-old knee highs, and then they have, like, a trucker mud flap girl on the side. Yeah,
with nipple. There's nipple.
What, like, one piece of stitching is the nipple?
They do seem more like a male trucker would wear them than, like,
I don't know if a male trucker would.
Like trying to show off.
That's actually really mean toward Arena.
That's what I thought.
Son of
yeah.
a bitch.
But I thought they were cute.
Both of you just conspiring against me. It's like having children.
we hate each other, but we
me.
Plan to
yeah,
take
exactly.
over.
You can
know.
Only unify in the face of my rule.
Yeah.
But I don't do a ton in Maryland. Just, I don't know what's over there.
You like Baltimore, though, right?
I really do like Baltimore as much as everyone craps on it.
You're a big fan of Pollock Johnny's? Is that the one?
Pollock Johnny's is the S.
What is that?
What? Pollock Johnny's is this really... Oh, God.
That was good.
Arena, you did not muffle that in the least.
I've been practicing all
you
day.
You pulled away like 16 feet from the mic and it was that loud. God
yeah.
I'm a little disappointed you pulled away from the mic, to be honest.
I was going to do in the mic, but John gets mad at me.
Well, I mean, not when you do something like that.
The weak ones are what bother us when it's just
pretty
like...
big.
If you're bringing a good one, bring it.
That was like a Barney right. Gumble.
Thanks.
Good Lord.
That really
thanks,
was.
Guys.
Pollock Johnny's is, ooh, you know what? It's like a good Ben's Chili Bowl.
Oh.
I don't like people who talk about
I don't
Ben's.
Like Ben's Chili Bowl
thank
when
you.
I'm sober.
It's I don't like it drunk either. It sucks. I've never it's had food good. Give me diarrhea like Ben's Chili Bowl. Like
well,
literally.
I'm just looking at it.
Maybe the third time I had it. My friend Brian Carr and I know Brian loves it when his show is mentioned. He's an actual successful being. He loves it when his name comes up here on the Papa's Basement airwaves.
Where can we find Brian if we need to?
Oh, he's out in Sterling or Leesburg or something like that. I'm trying to think of his. He does like a paleo diet website now that makes him nice. Actual money, unlike Papa's. And he's done it for like 2 weeks. And he's made like $20,000.
What?
And I've done like Papa's Basement for 18 years at this point. And it's cost me maybe $1,000. Yeah. But we
and
both
a testicle.
We both no.
We don't bring that up though.
We both crushed their just standard chili dogs and then head out of DC down 66 to my old place. And maybe you're talking 20 miles tops. And by the time we get there, I had punched it. Didn't care that I was getting red light tickets. Happy as hell that we had two bathrooms we could occupy separately because this molten lava was coming out.
Oh, my God.
You're talking we ate it a half hour ago. Like, it shouldn't work that way.
Did it even taste good? I refused to go there.
It
I
tastes just... very average. To yeah. me, it is the definition of white people who want to, like, co-opt black stuff.
Yeah, when Obama went there, everybody was like, we had to go to Ben's Chili Bowl.
Well, you go there.
It's a historic icon.
It's run by, like, you know, the family that owned it, Ben Ali. He's obviously, like, a Muslim dude. I don't think he really cared about Whitey in the day. And again, I could care less.
Well, that part where that Ben's Chili Bowl is, there was, like, all the race riots there. In
exactly,
DC,
yeah.
And
it was just torn down.
So good for them for staying open, like,
yeah.
well after the riots.
I
give them credit for
and
that.
I'm not yeah. saying Ben hated Whitey. And frankly, if he made a good product, I wouldn't care if he hated Whitey. I would eat it and I'd be like, screw you, here's my money. Here's my white devil dollars. Yeah. But you go there and it's nothing but hipster douches
yeah.
who are all talking about, this is the greatest thing I've ever eaten. And you know what? It's not. It's just these friggin' salad-munching asshats that have never eaten junk food otherwise. And I want to yeah. be like, you know what else tastes great? Every piece of crap I've ever eaten at TGI Fridays. You ever had a fried tater skin? It's divine. You ever had a mozzarella stick? It craps on this too. Anything you fried where it's 500 grams of fat in one serving, it's going to taste really, really good, you dummy. So if that's your only exposure to fat and like a processed meat, then I guess it tastes pretty good. But by my standards, it's junk.
Yeah, however, if you've ever had a, like had chili dogs, then
I don't like it, man. I'd literally rather crush one from 7-Eleven. And I've seen roaches go across their stuff. And I'm like, whatever.
Does have good hot
I'm
dogs.
Just like, if I want cheap meat, I'm going to do barbecue. And there's like, there's a couple okay barbecue restaurants in D.C., but go south. Like, there's, D.C. is such an eyesore on, like, soul food and southern cuisine.
Are you kidding me? There's Eatonville, who's also by the same guy that did Busboys and Poets, and their food is so good. Church Key has amazing
Eatonville?
Food. Yeah. It's black
sounds like
southern.
A Facebook game.
It's black southern. I don't know who the guy that owns it.
See, I'm like sorry, no, but these are people from elsewhere in the country who came and brought cuisine from elsewhere. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking like actual, like, hey, this is a D.C. original.
Oh, well,
the city has nothing. Yeah, the city has nothing.
They don't have them anywhere else. They moved here and opened them. The people
no, but I'm saying, like, they are bringing cuisine from another part of the South and saying, hey, eat something from Tennessee. Eat something from Texas.
That'd be great.
Eat something from Louisiana. This is what you do in D.C. if you're going to have good southern food. We don't really, like, what, Ben Chili Bowl is going to be the best thing? It's, like, locally? No.
It's really obnoxious to me because I don't like it that much. And so many people fussed about it, so I'd really go out of my way at least for a long time.
They're also open until, like, 4 in the morning.
I'll give them that. But
that's cool.
There's so are the jumbo slice places in Adams Morgan. I'd much rather eat that because that's hilarious. You're drunk, and then you get a piece of pizza like the size of Superman's cake.
They got jumbo slice on U Street now, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'd rather.
Chili's empanadas are way better than anything.
Oh, that'd be hype.
Oh, look at
that
you.
Would be hype.
Have look you guys ever had them?
No.
I love
oh my
empanadas.
God, they're so good.
You know what I like, Howard? Food. That's why I'm fat. I like putting it in my mouth and
also
chewing it.
Surprise, you guys. I'm actually not pregnant. This is because I like fish.
Hey, but.
Caught you there. Caught you,
know,
you there.
Have you. Is, when you were at Ben's Chili Bowl, was there like a picture of Guy Fieri pretending to like it? Is that like
no.
one of the places he's gone and been like, hey, this is great, come here? Because I went to Chaps Beef.
What's his Dives,
Baltimore.
Dumpsters, and Douches? What's the name of this show?
Diners, Drive-ins, and Dives.
And you know what? I've gone to two of the destinations mentioned there, and I didn't like them. But I've gone to two places that the Adam Richman character went to. He picked some decent ones.
Adam Richman has picked some good places.
Yeah.
But yeah, like I went to Chaps Pit Beef in Baltimore. I did
Chaps
not like it.
Pit Beef.
Pit Beef to me. I don't think I'll ever eat it again. I would rather go to Hill
Country.
You lived
in Texas where there's the best pit beef in the world, so.
Yeah, I was just like, why is he pretending to like this? Because I bet he's been to Texas too, and he's just pretending that this is good.
Did you ever go to Salt down near Austin?
Salt Lick.
It was called Salt Lick,
yeah.
Where they make everything on like a giant salt lick.
Yeah, it's money.
Oh my God.
Did I hear that?
They heat up this giant salt lick. Like, it's huge. Like, the size of this room.
I like that you're like, did you go to Salt Lick where they make things on a salt lick? There's a certain poetry there.
Did you just cry a little? Can I get
I just want to hear the word salt lick again in one sentence.
Salt Lick. That place is amazing. It's in the middle of nowhere. You got to drive out of Austin like
it's
at least BYO,
right? You can't buy alcohol when you're there, but
yeah,
you just
you
like
bring your own.
And you just drink in the parking lot while you wait for a table because the wait's like an hour and a half, but it's awesome.
Just like a Baltimore strip
Texas.
Club.
I'm moving back to the South. I can't take it here, Nemo.
It's pretty rough. Because like even when you get good restaurants here, they're so expensive compared to. Like,
I know. I went out in D.C. last night. It was my cousin's birthday, and I got
which
her,
one? The one that flew in?
Yeah, the hot
the,
one.
The hot one that is hot, but she's banging
She has a boyfriend of 5 years who happens to be black.
I don't mind the black part. I mind the boyfriend of 5 years part. That part sucks.
It might be 6 years now. I don't know.
Wow. How
That's
old
a
is
long
she?
Time.
26.
Oh my God. They've been together. How old is he?
I don't know how old he is.
Oh, he's not like 42, right? Or something
no,
weird like that?
He could be. I mean, he's black. He looks ageless.
That is just disgusting. I apologize for that.
No, I really don't know how old he is, and he looks really young, so I don't know.
Is he like good looking or is he a nerdy guy or what?
He's cute. Yeah, he's attractive. He's kind of nerdy, but he's like
God damn it. I could get that. I don't mind following the brothers. I'm non-bigoted in the end. As much as I love pretending I am.
Right. He's hardcore.
And I am when black women break up with me for a week. But
yeah, wait, when was the last time you dated a white woman? I'm trying to remember.
Oh God. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Been a while. Been a bunch of Latinas and black chicks. Hold on, let me think. 2.5 years. 2.5 years. 3. No, like 2009 maybe.
It's awesome.
White people suck.
You know, I'm not their biggest fan at the end of the day.
That said, I just got
unless they listen to the show, then they're amazing.
I mean, white people are awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
not
the
just,
allegiance.
Everyone's
I care
awesome,
about.
Not just white people.
But I like that she said she's dating a nerdy brother. Like,
he's he is kind of nerdy. He's like sciencey nerdy. But
if you're like, yeah, see, I'm picturing Urkel, maybe Stefan or Quell.
Stefan, yeah.
Yeah, but not like a huge diesel like Cedric Benson.
He's a big guy, though. He's
I don't like that.
Stefan's kind of D's now. So good.
She's crazy hot, white? Though. She needs a buff. Tall man.
No, she needs someone that makes her laugh and does a podcast and doesn't mind that he screws around despite the fact she's out of his league. Who's so blindsided by his infidelities that she doesn't know how to compute them.
Oh my God.
I will enjoy that sinister laugh.
She is awesome to hang out with. She's crazy hot. So, like, anywhere we went last
night. She's really good looking. Not that I've, like, run one off to her Facebook or something, but she mentioned.
Oh, man.
What's her name so people can stalk her on Facebook?
No.
Why? They can't, like, really go through much and they can't. I haven't tried to add her or message her because that would be crossing a line. But she's only got, like, 4 pictures to go through. She's a real good looking girl, man.
If
no
you
kidding.
Wanna...
Which half is she from? Like, mom's half, dad's half, what?
Dad.
And is she all part of the 6-sided Star Tribe? Or?
Yeah.
She's all Jew?
Yeah.
Jesus, she looks like an Irish chick or something.
She's Ukrainian Jew.
Wow. Yeah, she's good looking, man.
She's hot. And she has a great rack. I'll give you a picture to put up on the website. How about that?
Wow.
Oh, I thought you were going to say like a picture. Like something
to
I couldn't
put
up on the
wall.
Website.
Ew.
Yeah.
His bedroom wall.
Something you can spider web to your wall.
How tall is she?
She's like 5'6", 5'5".
Oh, my God. What's her name? Because I'm in love with her. She just needs to know that. Danny. I love her.
Should I ever call in?
No, that would ruin things. Because as soon as they open their mouth, I'm not in love. But until then, how big are they?
Double D.
And you didn't bring her in the studio.
It's her birthday. She didn't want to come sit here with us. Sorry.
I would have been so good for her ego.
She went to go get her
Danny,
mom
I'm sorry. I'm sorry that Arena did this to you.
For her ego.
Man. No, not like I would have done. There's fawned over and there's like this short of feeling like you're going to get raped in the parking lot. And I deliver the second.
Oh, my Lord. I'm so
category
glad I didn't bring her then.
Tell her to listen to this episode, then give my number, and then be like, break up with that other guy.
I'll have her listen tonight when I see her for birthday dinner.
I need you to, one, give her my number, two, get her to move out here, three, hold on, am I doing 1, 2, 3 or ABC?
I forgot.
Three. Okay.
You can just
three.
Stop there because A, not going to happen.
No, keep track. Be a team player. Three, seducer boyfriend. 4, sabotage her contraceptives. And then 5, John. find a rug for me to roll her up in after
beat
her to death while she's pregnant, Ralphie style.
Oh, good. This sounds like a great idea.
Okay, you remedied it because I was like, John, she's hot. She's not rich. All right.
Exactly.
Like, actually, she is.
Wow. A big heap of Jew gold, like Scrooge McDuck style.
Like,
you would so have to sign a prenup.
I don't know what I do. This is a lot to compute. This is a lot to take in.
Don't
it's
hurt
like
yourself
you're
in fantasy
telling
land.
Me about a strip club made out of gingerbread where the dancers pay me.
Except
it's just like,
so
it's hard, man.
Not gingerbread.
It's hard.
Wouldn't that be great? Oh, in my dreams, there's a strip club where the strippers make it rain.
Exactly. No. They're like, thanks for appreciating the dance, fellas.
I want to see Papa give an I had a dream speech written by Howard over here.
Why? What would he include in it?
I have a dream that one day strippers will shower
strippers
money
will pay
on
me. Exactly. And I'll be allowed to have sex with hot, rich Jew broads. And their cousins will set me up and not just think about themselves and their family and fidelity. In other words, I hate.
And not having their cousins rolled up in a rug.
Exactly. I'll beat her to death, and then Soprano will get really pissed at me. Tony will be like, why'd you do that? In his big
John,
uppity fat Dago voice.
I want to see that new movie he's in, Killing Them Softly, with Brad Pitt.
I'm going to veto that movie just because it's a mob film where they have a non-Mediterranean in any way, shape, or form there. I don't like it when they talk about, like, the mob. Maybe if you want to do modern-day mob, when, yeah, they'll do whatever. But I don't like mafia. And then I see Brad Pitt. Do you know how I feel? Like, when I see old movies about the Greeks and they get some blonde, blue-eyed guy, that's like blackface to me.
Wait, Greeks are blonde and blue-eyed?
No, we're not. Look at me.
Some of the you are.
The ones
not
up
the
north.
Hollywood actors
they don't
that they
count.
Hire.
You dirty southern creep.
Those cave dwellers up north, they're not me. They're very different. Don't show me Greek islanders and it's like, hello, my actual name is Michael McStevens. And
what, you're a Cretan with an A, right?
Half. Well, and then my mom's from the shores of the actual mainland. So I guess I'm the darker breed. But still, I don't like seeing the blonde and blue ones. Because even if it's a blonde and blue Greek, they have weird, you know, the monkey features that I have.
Yeah, you're more original. You're the OG from the
you're
out
legit,
of Africa. Yeah.
Official.
Yeah, man.
You're off the original continent, man.
No way anyone's going to mistake you for non-Greek.
Thank you. Thank you. They're like, he's Greek or a Jew. And then they, like, do a little flick test on my pocket. And they don't hear a coin or two rattle. And they're like, oh, he's Greek.
If mafia movies are going to have a non-Italian, it's got to be Chow Yun-Fat.
There's
you got to go Chinese mafia.
I'd be fine with
there's
that.
There's actually an IOU.
No, it'd be great if they pretended he was Italian. That's what the angle I
oh, that
talking.
Would be money, wouldn't it? I would love to see a movie where I get to play an Italian mobster. Just in earnest.
Hey,
say.
Tony, asshole.
I think Howard could pull it off.
I could pull off Peruvian mobster.
Especially in this shiny blazer over
You're
here.
Welcome.
Big mouthful of guinea pig.
This is so southern Texas. Are you going to be buying a ranch later?
No, I'm going to be posing for pictures for my first album cover.
Your jacket is interesting looking.
Yeah.
It's shiny and then there's like a leather-breasted area.
I'm ready to eat brisket.
Like
I'm
that?
Trying to describe it, like, in my head. You do look like a southern gentleman. Like, the jacket is somehow missing a bolo tie and
yeah,
a 10-gallon
that's
hat.
True.
He did it with an Argyle sweater instead.
Argyle sweater to confuse the people. Let them know I'm from the East Coast.
It's like something a...
I did.
Nice.
Something a Texan or an Okie of moderate means would be buried
you
in.
You take that last part back.
Shut up, Okie.
That's a horrible place. I will not be
from
affiliated.
Oklahoma?
What's that?
Is it somebody from Oklahoma?
No, it's a slur for a Korean.
Oh.
Yes, it means someone from Oklahoma.
We were talking about Kelly Rowland a couple days ago off air.
Yeah.
The only reason
you randomly text me, you're like, what was the text I got from you? Where is she and why is she riding my junk or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, yeah. No, like, I had to think about it again later. And I was like, you know what I forgot? She used to have sex with
some football player, right?
Roy Williams.
Yeah.
Who's an Okie. No. Unacceptable.
Oh,
I'm not going after an Okie.
Oh, whatever.
No. It's a horrible place. It's a horrible school. Adrian Peterson.
I liked
respect,
her more than Beyonce.
But
I used to really want to bang Kelly Rowland.
I did too, till I found out, yeah, she was with an Okie.
Speaking of Beyonce,
you have such
guys,
weird prejudices.
What do you guys
I went to Texas. What am I supposed to say?
I don't know. That you'd screw a hot woman. A woman. That's how the English language works, John.
Hot continue. Women are very hot.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
all right. There are like very attractive women from Oklahoma. I just try not to dwell on it.
Texas chicks are way hotter.
Thank you.
Well, on that
Louisiana
note.
Louisiana chicks are hot, too.
They are.
We got to wrap this one up because the act after us, Squire and the Night Train Memories, pulling into the station right now. So if you're listening at fcac.org/WEBR on the live stream, I think there's channel 37, 27, all that crap, you just stay put. Squire's going to do 2 hours. Two good hours. Better than this. Guarantee you that much. If you want more Papa's Basement, though, You go to InPapa'sBasement.com. Let me drill that into your head again. InPapa'sBasement.com. You get a hold of me at Papa's Basement. That's my Twitter handle. I'm John Papa Giorgio. Over there is Howard Highland.
What it is.
He's at What the F and Heezy. Just go to In Papa's Basement for the link to that. Arita Davinsky over here. She's at Girl Knows Sports on Twitter. But that's bug right. us all on Twitter. We do a lot on Twitter. I think we try to keep those accounts active.
I'll be tweeting pictures of my hot cousin later.
Ooh, I'll be checking that out. So yeah, do the website, do the Twitters, and I think that's about it. Until next week, we're out of here.
We're home free. School's out, baby.
Good show.
Nothing to talk about. Nothing to critique. Great show. Great guest tomorrow. You go home, have a glass of wine, whack off. I'll see you tomorrow.
That's the post-show critique?
Yeah. You're the best.
It's my time to go. I successfully burned all my bridges. Nobody loves me, and I don't love nobody.
Then he said penis.
Yeah. Then he said masturbation.
Then he said vagina. That was cool.
Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. Had a mighty hard time, but I'm on my way. It's a mighty hard climb.